Prey animals have evolved strategies to evade predators. Some are fast and agile, like rabbits. Some are slow, like snails and turtles, but they have hard shells for protection. Our explorer-in-residence, Mark Seth Lender, has this story of an animal that simply finds great safety in numbers.
Zebra are making themselves painterly, spreading out, milling about, closing the gap, becoming a knot, a knitting, a tapestry, abstract, abstruse, neither close nor distant on first glance, and are they herd, indivisible, or horse, invisible? Or both? That's the trick of it. And whether white horse herd in shadow, or a dark horse herd in light, even the predators, for whom disambiguation is their only business, struggle to get it right. There are too many decisions to make, which is the point of it. The lioness furrows her brow. Did those flashing lines give her a migraine? The leopard stares and blinks as if he cannot focus. Has he had too little sleep? Jackal pecks it in. Wild dogs loll their tongues and sit down on their haunches as if they have to have a think. White-backed vultures, they know what it's all about, repeat their mantra silently. Circle, circle, wait, wait. While spotted hyena, being opportunists, will let the Nile crocodiles sort it all out. Well, zebra did not have to go to finishing school to learn that living is an art. That one alone is decoration, and strength and numbers is the only way to save your hide. It is not wisdom, just a fact of nature. There is great danger all by yourself. Those are the breaks. There's little bending. Going it alone and lonely never wrote a happy ending.
That's Living on Earth's Explorer in Residence, Mark Seth Lender.